Welcome to Maseches Bava Basra. Bava Basra deals primarily with the laws dealing with real estate. Acquisitions of real estate come later in the Masechta, and initially we talk about the laws having to deal with partnerships in real estate. We'll also deal with acquiring other types of items as well that are significant, such as boats and animals, etc. Also, later on, the Masechta will deal at the very end with the laws of inheritance, since that also primarily has to do with real estate. And finally, the last perek, the last chapter, will deal with the laws of documents of shtaros. We'll now begin with the very first Mishnah, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. This first Mishnah deals with the laws of dividing a chatzer, dividing a courtyard. Now, there are really two different types of courtyards in size. There are courtyards which are called yesh badin chaluka, that it's large enough to split, and that is where each one of the people who have a house in this chatzer has 4 amos by 4 amos, that they could, the size of the 4 amos in front of their doorway, so they would have, I guess, a total of 8 amos each. That's a chatzer sheish badin chaluka, which could be divided, and each one of the partners could demand that they should divide up the chatzer between them, build a wall, etc., and divide into two chatzeros, two different courtyards. However, there's also a concept of something smaller than that called chatzer sheein badin chaluka, which doesn't have enough space, doesn't have these 8 square amos for each one of them. But even a chatzer she'ein badin chaluka, which doesn't have this size, if both shutfim together would agree that they want to split up the chatzer, they can do so. It's just that they can't, one partner can't force the other one. So our Mishnah talks about a case of chatzer she'ein badin chaluka. It doesn't have, and the two partners have decided to split the chatzer despite its small size. In such a case, even one of the two parties can demand that they build what is considered a normal wall between the two halves of the chatzer. And the Mishnah says, Hashutfin sherotzu lasos mechitza b'chatzer. Partners who want to make a mechitza. Mechitza here does not mean a partition, as it usually does, but rather the Gemara says it means that they want to make a division, that they want to divide up the chatzer. When they want to divide up the chatzer, so bonin esakosel b'emtza, they need to build a wall in between. Now, they don't have to build a wall if both of them agree not to build the wall, but the Mishnah's point is that one of the two partners can demand the building of a wall once they've decided to divide the chatzer between them. Building a wall between them is a normal thing that one of the two partners can demand, even if the other one's not interested. Now, what type of wall is the subject of the rest of the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Mekom shenohagu livnos gavil, in a place where the minhag, where the custom is to build a wall made out of gavil. Gavil are stones that have not been smoothed out, and therefore they have sharp edges jutting out of them. Or gazis. Gazis are stones that have been smoothed. Or kfisin. Kfisin are a standard size brick that's called a levena. Kfisin means a half of one of those levena. Levenim is another option when it's a full brick, not a half a brick like kfisin. Bonim, any time that this is one of these is the custom in that area, the one partner can demand that that is what they should build as a wall between them. And hakol kaminika medina, the Mishnah adds that everything is based on the custom of the place. And the Gemara explains that that statement is coming to add, even if the minhag is to build a very flimsy wall made just out of the lulevi gefanim, little branches and twigs, as long as it's thick enough that one person could not see into the other person's chatzer, that's sufficient. And actually, that's the basis for why one person has the right to demand this wall, because hezek riyash me hezek. Damage is caused by the other person looking into the other person's domain is considered a real damage, and therefore he can demand this division of a wall. Now the Mishnah points out that each party, even if only one of the parties was the one demanding it, but since it's the custom, both parties have to contribute to the space needed for this wall, and the size of the wall depends on the material that we described before. When it comes to bagvil, if we're dealing with gvil, which was un, unshaped stones, was unsmooth stones, and those are six, generally considered six tvachim in size. So zenose shlosha tvachim, zenose shlosha tvachim. Each partner has to give three tvachim of space in order to accommodate such a wall. Bagazis, if it's a smooth stone, zenose tifchaim umechza, zenose tifchaim umechza. This one gives 2.5 tvachim. This one gives 2.5 tvachim for a total of 5 tvachim, because that's the size of smooth stones. Bakfisin, when it comes to half bricks, Zenosin Tevchaim. This one gives 2 Tvachim, this one gives 2 Tvachim for a total of 4 Tvachim. Now, however, a full brick is only 3 Tvachim in length. And a half brick, you would think, is really just 1.5 tefachim. But since you're putting 2 half bricks together, you need to have 1 tefach of mortar in between. So that comes out to a total of 4 tefachim. So therefore, you have each one has to give 2 tefachs. But levenim, if you have a full brick, so there's no mortar needed in between, and the full levena is 3 tefachim, so zenos in tefach umechza, zenos in tefach umechza, this one gives 1.5 tefachim, and this one gives 1.5 tefachim, for a total of 3 tefachim. The fikach, because they've divided this space equally, if the wall falls, hamakum vavonim shel shneim, the place, the area where the wall was built, and the bricks and the stones belong to both of them. And the Gemara points out that even if the stones were to fall into the domain of one of the two of them, or one of them had moved the stones out into his rishus and says that his friend sold him the bricks or the stones, and he gave it to them as a gift, he is not believed, but rather the presumption is that they both share in it equally.